So everyone here knows that I have my own cleaning business, and you probably know that because every time I get up here, I seem to mention it. But it is a big part of my life, and it's very easy to find parallels in it, so that's why it comes up so much. But even if it were to fail, there are so many like contacts I've gained and resources that I've found through it that I wouldn't have been able to have otherwise. You know, if I wanted to flip cars, I've detailed somebody's car before. That's what they do. And if I wanted to get into properties and that kind of thing, then we pressure wash for somebody in Birmingham. And it's just a lot of different people that I know that could be really valuable to me one day with their knowledge. And when I was thinking about this and then thinking about my talk for tonight too, I was thinking about how many resources that I have here. And just this past week, when we were coming back from a job, we needed a shower. We needed to find a shower, and the Jamersons opened up their home to us. So let us do that before we came here to Bible study. And my parents have been an invaluable asset to me as far as a resource to go to, even for my personal spiritual life, and also been able to set up Bible study with my best friend's mom and my mom. And we've had studies with my friends, with me and my dad. And Mr. Jason helped me a lot whenever I was first learning how to put together Wednesday night talks. And I know, too, that if I had something that I was struggling with, I could really call on pretty much anybody here and have somebody to talk to and somebody to help me through it. And these are the types of resources that we've been blessed with here, and we really need to use them. And we need to share our struggles with each other so that if nothing else, that we can pray for each other. And that's why I had you turn to James chapter 5, starting verse 16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one to another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I can speak from experience that prayers from others really do help. And on the other side of this, we need to be willing and ready to give that help when the needs arise. You would turn to Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Starting in verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have, therefore, opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. So, helping each other is something that we must do, and we're supposed to bear each other's burdens. And a lot of the time people look on verse 7 and kind of in a negative light and say, well, you'll reap what you'll sow. But the other side of that is that if you're sowing the right thing in the seeds and helping each other, that in verse 8 it even says that what we shall reap is eternal life with God in heaven. And so using each other as a resource is great and is what we're commanded to do, and it's very fulfilling to provide and useful to receive. But our greatest resource of all is God. And lastly, if you turn to Matthew chapter 7, this is a verse that we all know very well. Matthew 7, starting in verse 7. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? No matter where we are or what we're going through, thanks to Jesus, we're able to talk to God. And he's the greatest resource that any of us could ask for. In order to have that relationship and have access to that relationship, then we must be baptized into the fold of Jesus Christ and walk with his light shining through us. And if this is a step that you haven't taken and you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have that opportunity to tonight. Or if you need help or prayers, please let that be known and come forward as we stand and sing.